The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of Remax Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, Remax Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Yeah, you were just skating in the door, bringing us in some fun little presents today in
the
studio.
Last there.
Yeah. So thanks for my little present that you just handed over here. What's this all about? Is it because it's the holidays, or you just wanted to share the knowledge is good
just
message?
Sort of because, yeah, we have so many guests on here that are like from schools and education and that sort of thing. So,
so you thought the Faber College t-shirt would be right up our alley?
Absolutely. If anybody gets the reference, yeah, Faber
College. Call on in.
Because knowledge is good.
That's right. Call on in.
That's right.
Where would they call in? They would call
866-712-1300. There you go. And this is a live call-in show, so we're here. Here to answer your questions about real estate or finance or practically just about anything else.
Yeah, anything somewhat related and within a realm that we won't get ourselves in trouble talking about, that's for sure.
Right, for change. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Right.
So
right.
Did you at least get some good skiing in? You were gone last week. You were up in Whistler. How was the snow up there?
Beautiful.
Yeah, was it good already?
Beautiful, yes. It's already tons and tons of snow, and that's not counting kind of what's happened over the last few days.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Great, good powder up there, and not huge crowds.
Yes. Will you recommend then that James and I get our booties on up
hands
to
down? Absolutely.
Get that in a pile of poutine?
Absolutely. We're off to a good start for skiing this year. And even yesterday, in fact, I just had lunch with my boss. He happens to have a place up at Crystal Mountain. And he showed me a picture. Saturday night up at Crystal, it snowed almost 20 inches, just
really
from about 10 o'clock at night until whatever
it is
in the morning.
Pretty stinking cold. It's beautiful outside right now,
but gorgeous.
It is cold.
Yeah.
So cold.
Yeah. Thank you, Canada. No, it's got this big cold front coming down.
Yep.
Of course, there's wet weather coming up. Wherever those two meet, what do they say now? Thursday, that's going to meet.
And, is it on Thursday?
Could possibly,
I was thinking it was going to be earlier this week. Okay, yeah, I thought tomorrow, but
could
okay.
Possibly get some snow in the lowlands here. We'll see what happens.
Well, we had a little bit before. I mean, we had it in Renton.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, when I was walking Rusty the other morning, there was some big fat snowflakes yesterday coming down. And
that's right.
We were getting wet and cars coming off the hillside as we were going to. Yesterday, we did the big team planning session. I was so bummed that you couldn't make it to, because of the weather, you didn't make it to our annual holiday client event that we just had on Sunday.
I know.
And you missed a good party.
When I came back, I have to run over to the Olympic Peninsula, and we've got a community water system, some cabins over there that was put together, you know, years and years and years ago by, I don't know, probably a couple drunken Swedes would be my guess. So my job in the winter is to keep that water moving.
So that's why, it wasn't for winterizing your cabins.
It's keeping the water system from freezing up.
So what do you have to do that?
Oh, it's pretty simple, but I just have to make sure we hook on the end of the systems, hoses and things like that, keep water flowing.
Okay.
If the water's moving, it's not going to freeze.
Okay.
So for over there, that's how we kind of handle it. So
An
old system. It's all spring fed. And, all based on gravity. In fact, last year, the system.
So is there a filtration system on that?
Oh, yeah. We have those on individual cabins.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
did not know that.
Last year, the whole system stopped working, and I went over to investigate and found out up by our spring system where the water is collected, which is probably, quarter mile up a hillside. The collection system was clogged with oysters.
Really?
So how do oysters get quarter mile up a hillside?
Right.
Yeah. Otters. Little pesky little otters. They were.
So it was just the shells, not like live oysters.
No, it was a combo, but they took them all up there, and yeah, they take the whole oyster up there and
took them on a hike for a little snack with a view or something.
Take them up there, pack them in water, keep them nice and cold, then bust them. It's on their own little otter.
Their little refrigeration, yeah.
Just bust them open when they want a fresh
oyster.
Pretty
awesome for them. Okay,
that's a good deal for them.
I had no idea that they had so much forethought.
They're very industrious. Yeah, wow. those little guys.
Okay,
so, yeah,
good to know.
They can do all kinds of. Interesting things.
Okay. So. Not just build a dam. They can bring a snack and
everything.
I guess they're bringing the snack for the dam, maybe.
Well, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
got it.
You know, if you're working hard, you know, blocking up water systems, you got to have something to eat.
Oh, yeah. Got to keep your energy going.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, sorry. So tell me about this event. You had a
You know, we had a really good time. We were down at the Hotel Andra. Mm-hmm. Have you been in there before?
No.
So if anybody knows the Tom Douglas restaurants, and of course Tom Douglas is affiliated with several different kinds of development projects and whatnot, but Lola is attached to the Hotel Andra, so we were able to benefit from Tom Douglas catering.
Nice.
And when you walk into this nice little lobby area, you can look up and there's the loft. So the loft bar area has a couple of televisions and a nice big casual seating area that's really comfy. And we had 52 people who all came.
Nice.
So my entire team was there. We had Jessica and Angela came in from out of state. And we had Jennifer and Marissa and myself and... Who am I blanking out on? Russ, our marketing guy, was there as well. So it was a chance for them to meet a lot of our customers and referral partners. And had a great turnout. Really, really good turnout.
Excellent.
In fact, at one point we ran out of food.
Wow.
And I had to order more food. So apparently we had some mighty hungry folks with us.
Yeah, you just speed dial Tom. Hey, Tom, Douglas.
Pretty much. Well, you know, you just grab a server, but, you know, yeah, sure. And yeah, I know I'm down and personal with him. But what was really cool is, and I didn't know this, so have you ever heard of the Hot Stove Society?
No.
So Tom Douglas is now doing cooking school.
Oh, wow.
And so when you go up to the loft... You know, if you're going to go for lunch or dinner over at Lola, you know, wander on over into the lounge area of the hotel and then maybe go on up to the stairs of the loft.
Yeah.
And then if you wander towards the back, you'll see, they might have a class going on because they do private events, public events, special occasion type stuff. They had a 70th birthday party there recently and they do private cooking events and all kinds of classes with all different manner of cooking styles. So you can learn how to make fresh pasta, maybe... Indian, some Japanese, you know, that kind of thing. Because, of course, he's got all these themed restaurants.
Sure.
Beautiful facility.
Yeah.
Absolutely gorgeous. Everybody who walked in there and got a tour
now,
of it.
What's the, like, the street, cross streets there?
It's 4th and Virginia.
Okay. Okay. So 4th Avenue, Virginia.
Yep. 4th Avenue. Okay. In fact, I think it's 4,000 4th Avenue, but it's 4th and Virginia.
Got it.
And so, you know, most of his stuff is all within walking distance of each other.
Right, right.
Right. So right across the way is the Dahlia Bakery, which of course, you know, we had our team 2017 planning meeting the following day on Monday. So they went over to the bakery and got us something, you know, because if you've ever had his coconut cream pie.
Really?
Oh, heaven.
Oh.
Absolute heaven. Loved it, loved it. So they went over and got us some of the little taster sizes of those and some like fruit tarts and stuff. You know, oh, so good. So, so good. And then we also got to order from Lola for lunch that day. In fact, many of us had that falafel, kind of almost like a gyro type of setup where it's in like almost like a pita bread.
Yeah.
Ah. Can you tell? I was loving the food. I was a big fan of the food.
You're making me hungry here.
I know. Well, I'm salivating, actually, as we're sitting here talking about it. But, we're thinking we might do a future cooking class.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Like do a client event.
Oh, like a client event sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Would you be down with that?
Yeah. Sign me up. I'll be a client.
Oh,
no,
you are a client. That's right. You are a client right now. So did you get my news earlier?
I did. That sounded like
appraisal.
Good news.
Happy news.
Yeah,
happy
very,
news.
Very much so.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah. So your appraisal's moving forward. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see where it goes. And I wasn't even here for the appraisal show that we had.
That was a good one. I know.
It was.
That was actually a good one. I think you were basking sundown in Arizona, if I'm not mistaken.
I wasn't necessarily basking. I was at a conference, so I was kind of
schmoozing,
inside. But
schmoozing
yes.
in Arizona. So. Yeah, you know, we're trying to address issues industry-wide of a shortage of appraisers.
Yeah.
And so the appraisers are, there was a barrier to entry is very, very high to become an appraiser.
Yes.
And it takes a 4-year college degree. It takes almost 3,000 hours of mentorship or apprenticeship.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just not a lot of appraisers that are willing to take the time to apprentice a new appraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't want the future competition. And they're kicking back right now, just,
raking it in.
Some are actually going
although
down.
Although they're also working pretty hard.
They're working extremely hard. And don't get me wrong. Some are actually leaving the Seattle area and temporarily working down in Portland where it's even worse.
Really?
But they're collecting like double or triple the fees to perform appraisals down there.
So do they have to be, like I am in real estate, licensed in multiple states to be able to do business in multiple states? Is it universal?
It's a national certification.
Really?
Yeah. So although have a local market knowledge. But,
okay.
That's something that we do see happening. So,
well, I guess they must have to really read up quickly or do some fast stat work to get caught up on that marketplace.
Absolutely.
So
we're still working through that. We'll have to have Clark Dixon on again from Home Street. Clark
I didn't get to talk to him personally.
Wealth
so.
Of knowledge. And, you know, the one thing that kind of cracked me up, one of the questions we asked Clark, if somebody's thinking about selling their home or if you're going to have an appraisal done, you know, what are the tips that a person can do?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first thing I asked is, how clean does a house have to be? And Clark's comment is, you know, you only have one chance to make a first impression.
Exactly.
And
you know, I've had a client who didn't prepare and was massively surprised at the impact that it had on their, because they were doing a refinance, trying to do a cash out refi for a renovation loan.
Yeah.
And, or to do renovations, they weren't even getting a renovation loan. And they were hoping to hit somewhere between like a $200,000 and $300,000 equity position to be able to take money out.
Yeah.
And they didn't hit it.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I went over to the house because they asked me to come and be like, why do you think this was? And after I had been there, I asked the husband, I went, was this how the house looked when the appraiser came? And he was like, yeah, why? Why does it matter? I said, we might want to work on that. They did. And they got their appraisal value. It's amazing the impact it has.
There you go. Sometimes you just got to have a nice, tidy household. Well, when we come back, we're going to have more on real estate and finance. Stay tuned for more with Open House with Team Reba.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.